Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to take a quick look at the current residential real estate numbers.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking a little bit about the market. We're turning into the fourth quarter here, taking a look at the climate and wondering what the best opportunities are.
And it's interesting because there are opportunities. There's lots of opportunities. The price has changed. Tell me a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, in regards to the opportunities, let me digress for a moment on that. There's some moving targets because there's some huge land use shifts given some legislation that passed at the state level and how it's going to come into the cities, the municipalities, and at what pace and how they're going to be acclimated into the marketplace. Without R1 zoning, that changes the game of use of land. With ADUs, auxiliary dwelling units this year also being encouraged at the state level, there's a lot of moving parts.
Well, and it's interesting because what we have just done is taken what communities would have considered, this is the single-family residential neighborhood and this is the such and such neighborhood. All of a sudden, it's the anything neighborhood as long as it's a residential in nature.
Well, everything goes until you look at the overlays that a certain municipality will put into play.
Right.
So we've really got to see. The city of Eugene hasn't implemented the ADU, auxiliary dwelling unit legislation yet. They're going to get some pressure to do so, I imagine, because it's the data's passed. But we've got to see how they play it out because there may be some opportunities for use. There are also overlays specific to your neighborhood. For example, Jefferson West Side neighborhood has an overlay that you have to build to a certain vintage of home in your appearance, that you can't use the alley access for a home unless you have certain rules that are met. So it's really going to be hard to navigate the land use, but we do have opportunities coming this way.
Well, anytime that you're adding density to an existing neighborhood, there's going to be friction, and it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. The more people that you pack into a per square, whatever measurement you'd like to have, the greater the opportunity for friction between individuals, between uses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Covenants, conditions, and restrictions and other overlays with homeowners associations will also have influence in regards to what can and cannot be done. They may override some of the land use opportunities you may seem to have. So you'll definitely want to make sure you understand what the opportunities are before you obligate yourself to a purchase condition upon changing the use. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, Real Estate Investment Broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.